Okay, greetings everyone. This is Gary Spackman. Who do we have on the phone?
Travis Tom.
Thanks, Travis.
John Simpson.
Thanks, John.
Yep. Hi, Gary.
Others?
Hi, Director. TJ Budge again.
Okay.
Juan for Pocatello.
Thanks, Sarah.
Kent Fletcher.
Hi, Kent. Let's see. Who's on?
Lyle.
Oh, Lyle. Okay, thanks.
Lyle.
Thanks, Lyle.
You're welcome.
Okay. Are we expecting anybody else, do we think? All right. This is the time and place scheduled for a pre-hearing conference regarding a request for hearing. And this is subject of this particular controversy is the standard of mitigation. And Travis, as I understand it, A&B filed a request for hearing along with a notice of communication to Water District 01 and asserted that the department's order created a new standard regarding mitigation. And so we, as a result, scheduled a pre-hearing conference, and I'll let you run with it, Travis. Thanks.
Sure, and I was just looking on my June 14th letter to you. I don't think I copied Lyle, so I apologize for that, but to bring Lyle up to speed, we had requested a hearing on a couple other issues relating to A&B's obligation under the initial Surface Water Coalition curtailment order. Upon further review, A&B discovered that its actual groundwater irrigated acres this year, they were delivering water to fewer than what is authorized as far as their senior water rights, so the enlargement water rights with the 1994 priority are not being delivered this year. Sent a letter to Gary to that effect, to the director, indicating that they were not delivering water pursuant to those junior groundwater rights this year, that they did not believe they had a mitigation obligation because of that. So we did get a letter back from the director today confirming that A&B does have the option to voluntarily curtail its enlargement water rights for this season, that they would coordinate with the Water District 130 water master to confirm which water rights they are delivering this year. So with that understanding, we would intend to withdraw our petition requesting a hearing on this issue about the standard required for A&B regarding its mitigation obligation and how to provide that.
All right, Travis, questions from the parties or Lyle? Okay, Travis, will anticipate seeing a written document come in that withdraws the request for hearing. That's what I hear you saying.
Okay, yes.
It's a happy day. We've cleared some of the contested matters, at least on our calendar, and hopefully on yours. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
You